And now, the Idaho Farm and Ranch Minute, brought to you by Idaho's agricultural community.
Making developing countries' food production more resilient, coming up on the Idaho Farm and Ranch Minute.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Idaho's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
Many nations need emergency food assistance, but one official says they also need assistance in making their food production systems more resilient. Gary Crawford and Sarah Charles have this report with the U.S. Agency for International Development.
USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development, operates various food aid programs for nations in need, programs such as Food for Peace. But along with providing food in hunger emergencies, it also brings to those countries activities and programs centered around
poverty reduction and increasing the yields of smallhold farmers in particular to increase food security in the long term.
Sarah Charles helps run humanitarian assistance programs for USAID, and she told the Senate Ag Committee the other day, emergency food aid is essential for many countries, but also essential are the associated projects.
Targeting small-scale farmers or helping pastoralists transition to agro-pastoralists to help them build resilience and be more able to withstand climate shocks or conflict shocks by improving productivity.
Sarah Charles says climate change and conflicts such as the war in Ukraine are proving the need for agriculture in general to be more resilient to changing conditions. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
I'm Neil Larson, and thank you for joining us today. This has been the Idaho Farm and Ranch Minute.